أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين جاءوا بالإفك عصبة منكم لا تحسبوه شر لكم بل هو خير لكم لكل امرئ منهم ما اكتسب من الإثم والذي تولى كبره منهم له عذاب عظيم. صدق الله العظيم. الحمد لله with the fuzzle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tonight was the 17th Tarawih and we completed the 18th juz of the Quran. In it there were two surahs that were recited, or three surahs. One we began towards the ending of the Tarawih, but the two surahs that were completed were Surah Mu'min and Surah Nur. In Surah Nur, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses many, many laws regarding hijab and the covering of a woman, etc. Now there is one very, very important incident that comes about in Surah An-Nur. The ayat that is recited, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ جَاءُوا بِالْإِفْكِ. Herein Allah Ta'ala frees and exonerates our beloved mother, Hazrat Aisha, radiallahu ta'ala anha, and purifies her and absorbs her from any form of evil and slander that was directed towards her. The incident is that it was the habit of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that whenever he should go on any journey, then he used to draw lots, and in that way he used to choose from among the Azwaj al-Mutahharat to as his companion on the journey. So this journey was towards the Banu Mustaliq. It was the turn of Hazrat Aisha al-Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha, our respected mother, to accompany Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on this journey. So she traveled with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on this journey, and on their return they stopped at a certain place, and at that time the hijab laws, the Azwaj Mutahara, they used to travel on top of the camel, and a carriage was made for them which had curtains on either side. And this used to be placed on top of the camel. So when they stopped at that place, this carriage was lowered down. Hazrat Aisha radhiyallahu anha came out of it. And after a while, an announcement was made that this army of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be departing shortly. So if any person has any need, they can fulfill it prior to the group departing. So Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha had a need to relieve herself, so she went far away. And when she returned, she realized that he had forgotten her necklace. So she went back to fetch it. But subsequently what happened, the men that were appointed to carry the carriage of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha did not know whether she was inside or not. And due to the laws of hijab, they did not open it. And they could not see, and she was so light that when they carried it and they placed it on top, they did not realize that she was not inside. So the animal that was supposed to carry her continued, and when she came, she realized that the army has now departed. But she did not grieve. She was relaxed and she remained in that place, and she knew that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam sooner or later will realize that she is not worth, and he will send somebody to come and find her, or something like that will happen. So she lay down and she fell asleep also. And the narrator of the hadith says that Aisha radhiyallahu anha, she mentions that I fell asleep and I was awoken by the sound of someone reciting Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And she mentions too that I did not hear anything from this person غير استرجاعه except him reciting Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Those were the only words that I heard from this person. And this person was a sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi Akrim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it was his habit that whenever the army used to move, they used to appoint one sahabi to remain slightly behind. If anyone dropped anything, or if anything was left behind, then it was his duty to pick it up and thereafter join with the army. So Hazrat Safwan ibn Mu'attal as-Sulami radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the sahabi that Nabi Akrim sallallahu alaihi wasallam appointed. And immediately when he came, he saw it was at Hazrat Aisha. He recognized her from before the laws of hijab. Immediately when he recited Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, she covered her face. He went in front of his animal. He asked his animal to lean to kneel down. Hazrat Aisha climbed upon the animal and he led the animal with Hazrat Aisha behind it. And not long later, they rejoined Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. However, as they were joining Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ra'isul Munafiqeen, Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul, he saw these two Sahaba, Sahabiya, wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Umm al-Mu'mineen, coming. So he seized the opportunity to now start spreading malicious rumors. And just by looking at that, he began spreading rumors amongst the other munafiqeen. And it so happened that amongst the Sahaba, three also became caught up in this. One was Hazrat Hassan bin Sabit radiallahu anhu, one was Hazrat Mistah, and the other was Hazrat Hamna bin Tajash, who was a sister of our beloved mother, Hazrat Zainab bin Tajash radiallahu ta'ala anha. So this rumor began spreading amongst the people, and it also reached Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but Hazrat Aisha did not know about it. So as time passed, she realized that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not his normal self. He used to inquire about the others in his household, but he was not as compassionate towards her as he normally was. And definitely, my respected brothers, it was definitely something that caused a lot of grief to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well. One day Hazrat Aisha mentions that I was going out to relieve myself, and I was going with the mother of Hazrat Mistah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And as I was going, she slipped. And as she slipped, she said that may curses be upon Mistah, who was her own son. So Hazrat Aisha rebuked and said that how can you speak about a Sahabi who witnessed Badr like that? So she mentions that did you not hear the rumors that are going on about you? So thereafter, when she inquired further and she learned what happened, so she went home and she became very, very ill as a result of this. So she took permission from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to go and spend some time with her parents. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi gave her permission. And when she went home, she was crying, her mother was crying, a lot of crying. And thereafter her mother consoled her and said that don't worry about it. This normally happens when there are many co-wives. And her mother consoled her. Hazrat Aisha mentions that I knew a time will come when Allah Ta'ala will now absolve me of this slander, and Allah Ta'ala will reveal the truth to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a form of a dream. And like this, one entire month passed. In this way, one entire month passed. And Hazrat Aisha mentions that this was a very, very difficult days for me. Obviously, she was extremely innocent, and this was a malicious slander against her that, na'uzu billah, she was involved in some sort of relationship with Hazrat Safwan ibn Mu'attal al-Sulami radiallahu anhu. So she mentioned that I became very ill, I couldn't sleep at night, and we can understand also what must have been the condition of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If any one of us were to be placed in this situation, if someone were to slander our partners, it will obviously be a slander against us also, and it will be very, very difficult for the person, for the husband also to bear. So she mentions that once I was in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam broke out into sweat, and it was such that whenever wahi was revealed upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even if it was on the coldest of days, Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam beads of sweat used to be found on the Mubarak forehead of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wahi came upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and an entire month passed in this way. And wahi came upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and thereafter Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited the ayat, "Innal ladina ja'u bil ifki usbatun minkum," that those, that group of them, they have committed a malicious slander, and Hazrat Aisha radhiyallahu anha is free from this, and gave glad tidings thereafter to Hazrat Aisha radhiyallahu anha. Hazrat Aisha used to boast about this, and she said that others, when slanders were made against others, it is mentioned regarding Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam, then a child spoke and freed Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam. Similarly, when the slander was made against Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam, Allah Ta'ala made a child speak. But here Allah Ta'ala revealed the innocence of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha in the Quran and Majid. So thereafter, very many ayat came down that those that committed the slander, it is a wrong. And Allah Ta'ala rebuked them. That لَوْلَا إِذْ سَمِعْتُمُوهُ ظَنَّ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الْمُؤْمِنَاتِ بِأَنفُسِهِمْ خَيْرًا وَقَالُوا هَذَا إِفْكٌ مُبِينٌ. That whenever any believer, one was those that, the person that started it, and the other is those that hear about it, that why does not one mu'min think good about another mu'min and say that this is an open slander? وَلَوْلَا إِذْ سَمِعْتُمُوهُ قُلْتُمْ مَا يَكُونُ لَنَا أَن نَتَكَلَّمَ بِهَذَا. Why did they not, when they hear about this, say that it is not appropriate for us to even talk about it, even discuss it? Subhanaka hadha buhtanun azim. Verily this is a clear and open slander and a misguidance. Ya'izukumullahu an ta'udu limithlihi abadan in kuntum mu'minin. Allah Ta'ala advises you that never to repeat such a thing, wherein a person slanders someone who is innocent. Wa yubayyinullahu lakum al-ayat wallahu alimun hakim. Thereafter Allah Ta'ala mentions that إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُحِبُّونَ أَن تَشِيَ الْفَاحِشَةُ فِي الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. Verily those who begin spreading slander, who make up rumors, for them is a severe punishment in this dunya and in the akhirat. لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. And what was their punishment in this dunya? The person that started it, Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul, Ra'isul Munafiqeen, he was given 80 lashes, double. 40 lashes for starting of the rumor and 40 lashes for spreading the rumor. And the rest of them, even those Sahaba who were involved in it, Hazrat Hassan bin Sabit, Mistah and Hamna, they were also given 40 lashes. And thereafter Allah Ta'ala mentions that, وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ رَؤُوفُ الرَّحِيمُ. It is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah Ta'ala is most compassionate, and Allah Ta'ala is most merciful. So friends and elders, this is one incident that was mentioned, and we find that in our today's time also, it is something that you should be very, very careful of. Many a times, especially in today's time with the advent of social media, it is so easy now to start spreading a rumor, and then we put it below it, forwarded as received. As if this will now absolve you from any responsibility. Many a times you hear something, you know too, it might look far from the truth, or is half the truth, or it is completely lies. But you send it, and thereafter you put underneath it, forward it as received, that I'm not sure whether it's true or not, but it could be true. But friends and elders, we find that here there are warnings regarding such a thing. One is, we do not know, we might send it to one person, and that person might send it to one group, and that might go many groups, and before you know it, the entire country knows about it. So easy rumors are spread nowadays. But the sin is on the person that started it also. So we have to be very, very careful in this. And we find the warnings, Allah Ta'ala in so many ayat of the Quran mentions, لَوْلَا إِذْ سَمِعْتُمُهُ لَوْلَا إِذْ سَمِعْتُمُهُ لَوْلَا جَاءُ عَلِي بِأَرْبَعَةِ شُهَدَى. If you see anything happening, what is your duty? بِأَرْبَعَةِ شُهَدَى. To bring about four witnesses. You need four witnesses first, if you want to pursue the matter further. فَإِذْ لَمْ يَأْتُوا بِالشُّهَدَاءِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ هُمُ الْكَاذِبُونَ. If you don't have any witnesses regarding it, then in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are regarded as a liar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. May Allah save us. May Allah guide us all. وَأَخْرُ دَوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.